This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Dudes behind the foods. Yo, it's the dudes behind the foods. Dudes behind the foods. Yeah, it's the dudes behind the foods.
That's actually really fucking good.
Salt and vinegar, garlic, onion, salt and vinegar.
No.
Balsamic vinegar.
Balsamic vinegar.
Balsamic vinegar.
First of all, that's really good.
garlic, onions, balsamic vinegar.
What's up, y'all? I showed you that, right?
Yeah.
If y'all don't know what that is, it's Elmo on like the Today Show or Jimmy Fallon. That being part of a cooking segment and him saying balsamic vinegar went viral because they're like, wait a second, it's a black dude doing that voice. It's a black dude from New York or somewhere. No, everyone thought he was like Puerto
Dominican.
Rican. Yeah. Oh, it's like, he goes,
garlic, onions, balsamic vinegar.
It was so, I've never seen it, and we're chilling at his house. This fool brings that shit up. I'm crying laughing.
It randomly popped into my head on the way here.
Balsamic vinegar.
Balsamic vinegar.
A little sasson. Like, what'd you say, bro?
Oh, shit.
No Goya.
All right.
Goya.
Some platanos.
All right. So, what's up, man?
Oh, man, I got a treat today.
I got a treat for you as well. So normally when we do these shits, right, we shoot two episodes. He'll bring us something, I'll bring us something, and we're like, yo, should we eat yours first? Should we eat mine first? And I think we both just want to eat our shit fresh. So let's just have a feast, my
feast,
guy.
Dude. So we've been on this vegan tip, right?
Yeah.
And listen, shout outs to Kevin Hart. I know you didn't make the food because you probably can't cook for shit, but... You know, you attach yourself to great brands.
Mm, Kevin Hart, oh my God. Oh, this vegan food, oh my God.
That's also really, really good, dude.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. So he has this vegan spot called Hart House. This is not a paid sponsorship, but I heard great things about this. And of course, you know, I love Kevin Hart. He's just a fun, goofy-ass motherfucker, dude.
Yeah, and I'm taller than him.
So we have the vegan chicken nuggets.
Oh my, what?
So let's try that first.
And you haven't tried this yet?
No, I haven't tried it yet.
Okay, what kind of sauce we got over there?
We have his honey mustard, I believe, vegan as well.
Okay.
And a ranch vegan as well.
Well, it looks like a real nugget, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
Balsamic vinegar.
All right.
A little vegan.
Trying Kevin Hart's house. That's tasty. Mmm.
It's good.
I like that.
I'm not mad at that at all.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. I'll be honest with you. It reminds me of deep fried tofu without the tofu taste.
Mm-hmm.
And I love deep fried tofu.
I love deep fried tofu.
Yeah, so this is fucking fire.
Not gonna lie, consistency wise, it reminds me of a chicken nougat. Oh. Like, you could give this to me and say, yo, this is just some nuggets, and I would not doubt you.
Yeah. Okay, that's actually really good.
Mm-hmm.
I like that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Hart, man.
Bing! Mm. Oh my God. Oh. No, it's chicken nugget. Okay.
No. That ranch is pretty good too.
Not mad. Okay. Cool.
Mm. Next up. So.
Here, wait, let's go back and forth with our shit.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, I was on set shooting this show called We Need to Talk About America. Second season of the show, it's on Fuse TV. Bunch of comedians talking about like just the weird shit that America is obsessed with. Second season's a little more interesting. They've shifted to more of like, what is the first generation experience discussing like traditional American quote unquote values and stuff like that, right? More conversational. Anyways, I say all that to say we're on set, and one of the producers or some shit, he brought this fucking pizza box, and I thought we had we were having pizza, but it's actually Israeli baked goods called burekas. You ever had this before? Blew my mind when I saw it. I've never had this. I've never seen it until that day, and I was like, this shit's fucking bomb. So check it out. They are little, like, puff pastry croissant.
I was not expecting that at all.
Oh, I know.
That just blew me away.
So, burekas, little puff pastry croissant type situations. Let me tell you exactly what it is and what we're eating here. Because this shit right here, oh.
What is this? There's like a pile of pickles, some hard-boiled eggs.
So these are the sides, the hard-boiled eggs and the Israeli pickles, all right? And, okay, so these are going to be filled with, let's see. Each of them has different filling. There's a spinach and cheese right here. There's a mushroom, onion, and truffle. Fucking bomb. This shit right here, I'm assuming, is the... there's a potato and brown butter. That might be this one. And also a cultured cheese and za'atar.
Oh, za'atar.
Yes.
Very good spice.
So,
I love it.
And then these are the different sauces. Dog, fuck with this, dog. Because this shit right here... Ooh, that's the mushroom one.
This one?
Popping.
And with this sauce here?
Try one without the sauce first. I want you to catch a full flavor. Because this motherfucking shit is delicious. Shout out to Israel. Shout out to all y'all.
This is a savory-ass croissant.
Mm-hmm.
This is delicious.
So, burekas are a popular baked pastry in Sephardic Jewish cuisine and Israeli cuisine. A popular pastry throughout Southern Europe, Northern Africa, and the Middle East. Israeli burekas are made in a wide variety of shapes and a vast selection of fillings, and are typically made with either puff pastry, phyllo dough, or brick pastry.
Oh, and this is just macerated tomatoes. I crushed tomatoes. Why do I say macerated tomatoes?
Masturbated tomato?
No. This is, it's interesting.
Mmm!
That's addictive.
Mm-hmm. And I brought some wine.
A little pickle with that. Mm-hmm. A little acidity with that. A little hard-boiled egg, perhaps.
Fucking Sherry Cola. When we were filming, Sherry Cola was off carbs because she's like, you know, trying to get right for the cameras because she's in all mad movies right now. She opened the box. She couldn't eat shit except for the eggs and pickles. I turned around. All the pickles were gone. All the pickles and eggs were gone in like 10 minutes because Sherry Cola was so hungry but couldn't have any carbs. So I didn't even get to try any.
That's when you know you fat. Well, even if you don't enjoy it.
Yeah.
Because everybody else enjoys something to eat, you'll eat whatever. It doesn't fucking matter.
So.
Oh, this one just has potatoes or some shit? It's fucking fire.
It's potato and, dog, like, some type of butter. So good.
Oh, I'm gonna put this little hard-boiled egg up in this. I don't know how to eat this, but don't tell me. And this pickle right here. Oh, what is this?
Probably the hot sauce.
Yeah.
I was trying to find some Israeli wine, but I couldn't. Ooh, yeah, go in, dog. I couldn't find any. So I figure I was looking for a red wine that I thought might go good with this shit. And then since it's Black History Month, I stumbled upon this Black Girl Magic red wine.
Oh my God.
A red blend by the McBride Sisters Collection.
Who the fuck is McBride?
Danny McBride. He was in he's in many movies. Pineapple Express.
Who's it owned by? A large white man.
I also don't have a wine opener, so we will not be having this. Kevin Hart.
That's what I love. Okay. Did not think this through at all.
I was being spontaneous and didn't think it through all right. At all.
Well, okay. This is hella good.
Yeah. Addictive, right?
You can get fat off of that shit so fast.
All right, what we got here?
So, this is the double cheeseburger. Oh, we don't have a knife. I didn't think of that either.
Whatever, dog. Just give it a good rip. You don't trim your fingernails, so just dig your...
Good thing I shower every morning.
dig your dirty nails in there.
You don't trim your fingernails. This is a disaster. Oh, actually, that's not that bad.
All right. This is the double cheeseburger?
This is the double cheeseburger.
You don't have bird flu or anything?
Oh, I definitely got that, too.
Oh, Lord.
I got big bird flu.
Oh, balsamic vinegar, big bird.
I don't even know how Big Bird sounds.
He kind of, it's not Kermit, but it's kind of a lighter Kermit. Big Bird. Hi, Elmo.
I got to tell you something. I've never had a burger without balsamic vinegar. How can you not have meat? How am I going to build the muscles?
My name is Schwarzenegger. I have vinegar, balsamic vinegar, Schwarzenegger. All right. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Flavor is very good.
Mm-hmm.
Sauce is bomb.
That's a good burger.
Really good burger. Definitely tastes like, it tastes like it doesn't taste like meat, right?
Mm-hmm.
If we were to compare to Monty's, I feel like Monty's is a little more, I bite it and I'm like, is this meat? Is it not? This right here, I bite it, I'm like, this is definitely vegan burger, but it's good.
Monty's is like a classic greasy ass smash burger to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
This one tastes a little healthier. Mm-hmm. I think it's a little more, I want to say well-rounded because of the tomatoes, the lettuce, and everything else, right? You have a lot of freshness to it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually surprised, man. Yo, Kevin Hart, dude. I got to tell you, man, this is great.
I feel like when you're a celebrity on that level, you better make sure the product you put your name behind is fucking quality. You know?
Oh, I know. But I had Danny Trejo's taco spot. That place sucked.
Come on, dog. Danny Trejo don't give a fuck.
That's very true. I love Danny Trejo, though.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I would definitely eat here again.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Kevin Hart.
What I want you to try, though, and this is for you,
mm-hmm.
my friend. Okay, I don't know how to do this.
Ooh, milkshake.
This is a vegan milkshake.
Vegan milkshake.
This is for you.
Sweet. Thank you, dude.
It's supposed to be fucking fire.
Well, let's see. As you guys know, I've been off dairy for a while now. Oh my God, strawberry.
It's supposed to be like the shit. ASMR.
That's great.
I love these like vegan options that are popping up because it's good to have variety, man. There's nothing wrong with fucking variety.
For sure.
And we went through some early dark stages of vegan food because they couldn't figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just such bad fucking food everywhere. They're figuring it out.
We've definitely had bad vegan food.
Oh my God, I've had some bad vegan food, man.
Yeah. And you know, we tried. We gave it a chance. We went to a whole vegan festival.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it was great. Some of it was not.
The fried chicken bucket was pretty fucking
fire. Oh yeah, at Eat, Love, some shit, whatever that shit was called.
It was their sauce that kind of really set it apart.
I tell you, there's a vegan pizza. Well, they do real pizza and vegan pizza spot out here in LA that someone put me onto. It's called Slasher Pizza. Oh, I brought it one time for us. Very good. It does the trick for me. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? But whatever was in it the other day, bro, because I ordered a Slasher Pizza the other day. I was eating that shit pretty much all day. I had the cold pizza the next day for breakfast. And that shit had me shitting, bro. Not like, not bad shit, not diarrhea, but your boy was shitting all day. Like, I'm normally a 3-a-day guy, but this was a little much for me to the point where, like, my butthole, I think I might have ripped something or something was just, I was just doing a little too much pooping. And I put the pepperoncinis on there and, like, spicy sauce and all types of shit.
Have you ever had your butthole in pain because you were pooping too much?
Yeah, I just told you.
Like legit, like, it hurt.
Yeah.
Was it one of those?
Like where I wipe and I'm like, ah, and then I'm like, I need to get into the tub and just wash my ass with some water to soothe it. And mm-hmm. then I water and I finger I'm washing my butthole
we're,
and I'm like,
we're done with this conversation.
Ah,
okay.
But then afterwards,
I need to get out of here.
And I finger my butthole with some balsamic vinegar. But yes, I've been there.
Oh, I do not like it. Always happens to me whenever I eat spicy food.
Oh.
So not just regular spicy food, because I can handle normal spice, but when it gets to that point where my stomach hurts from it, mm-hmm. I know 4 or 5 hours later I'm fucked.
We old, man.
Oh, bro.
You know, like I used to go in on spicy food all the time as a youngin', and it wasn't until like a few years ago, I had to start chilling on the spicy food because, not because I couldn't handle my mouth, but because my butthole, man, was just like in pain.
Let me tell you something. You want to talk about being old? I put this shit on my Instagram because I woke up in shame. So watching the UFC fight, I got super hyped. Thought I was going to be a fighter and some shit. I started shadow boxing in my garage. I threw up all over the place.
Oh, God.
Because I had Korean barbecue before, and I yacked everywhere. And I was like, this is some old people shit, dude. Like, I'm over here just in pain. And then the next day, it was Super Bowl Sunday, right? You know what fucking happened to me? I was walking outside. There were some kids playing football. I was like, yo, throw me the brick. Throws that shit. I go for it. Roll my ankle.
Are you serious?
I'm not even lying. My knee gave out. I rolled my fucking ankle and I fell. And I didn't even catch the ball.
Wow. I thought brick was a basketball.
Whatever. I don't give a fuck.
And you really rolled your ankle?
I rolled my fucking ankle.
Dog.
I'm old.
I know.
Okay.
I'm saying, I can relate. The last time I rolled my ankle, I felt so dumb because I just started training with a new girl. Let's go, Nina from Long Beach. And she had me, she's just, hey, just run up and down the block for a little bit. And it was on concrete. And I think there was like a little fucking dip. And I felt so stupid because I literally rolled my ankle in the first 5 minutes of her training me because I was just running on concrete like an idiot.
That's no good.
Yeah, and just, I don't even know what happened, dog. And then, I was done. I didn't train with her again after that because I was like, I can't.
This is such a side story, but I wonder if I told you this, but I was walking around with a buddy and then we were going to this park. And we usually have this like nice little walking path around South Pasadena. And there was a girl who is training, right? Mm-hmm. And everybody's working out. Everybody's super friendly in South Pasadena. Mm-hmm. And so everybody says hi to each other. We ask what they're doing. And even right before this, there was a lady with a dog. We're like, oh, is that your dog? Asking about the breed. And we had a like 5-10 minute conversation. We walk over. This lady is training. And my buddy's a personal trainer as well. Mm-hmm. He was like, hey, man, getting that HIIT workout in. That's what all he said, right? She goes, no thanks. I'm a personal trainer. And then we both stopped. We went, what?
Yeah.
She goes, I'm a personal trainer. We go, I don't know. What are you talking about? Yeah. She goes, I don't need your help. We're like, this was an awesome. We looked at her. Was like, nobody fucking cares. We're saying good morning. Hello.
Yeah.
Good job on the HIIT training. Nobody's fucking talking to you like that. What's wrong with you? And it was just, it ruined our whole fucking day.
Did she mishear you?
She did because we repeated ourselves a couple of times. Mm. And this other person was looking at her like, what's your fucking problem? And this lady came up there. She goes, don't worry about her. She's just being an asshole. I was like, yeah, what the fuck was that about? Now, I'm just going to assume that maybe somebody hit on her previously in a very uncomfortable way.
Right.
But that shit pissed me off, man. And there's been this weird trend where there's this guy.
I've seen.
You know, where he's just like.
Yeah.
It's like that, and it happened to me in Hawaii too, where the girl was like trying to record me when I was on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's like a weird thing that people are trying to do because it's like a popular thing on TikTok.
Maybe because you have a very come hither face. You have a very flirty, like you're like, ooh, nice HIIT workout.
I didn't say it. The personal trainer did.
Yeah, but your face, like even when the way you chew your food right now, it's like you're looking like, ooh.
And not to be judgmental, but bitch, you were ugly. All right,
dog, let
in
me
your face,
man. Look,
I hate you,
Brett. Okay, so one time, bro, that's very annoying, right? Because one time, dog, I was getting my makeup done before a shoot, and the makeup girl was not someone who I would normally desire. All right, like she wasn't cute, not my type, not my speed. But I like to just be goofy and shit, right? So she was like, okay, I'm gonna get all in your face, sorry, right? And just fucking around, I was like, ooh, girl. Mm-hmm. And normally a normal person would laugh, right?
Yeah.
Or play along. She was like, oh, no, sorry. No, you are not, whatever she said. And in my head, I was like, so out loud, I'm like, nah, I was just kidding, right?
Uh-huh.
In my head, I'm like, bitch, are you serious? What makes you think that I would be flirting with you? You know what I'm saying?
Dog. Funny story. So my buddy Ed was on my podcast, right? Yep. And he has his homegirl who he's not friends with anymore too because she's been fucking weird. Mm. So when she came to LA from Seattle, and I hope you're listening to this, you fucking weirdo. we went on a hike together, right? And I'm with Ed and I'm with his friend. And then I don't know where she went from 0 to 100. We're all in the car together. And then I just go, hey, we should all get something to eat, right? She goes, I have a boyfriend. I just remember I stopped in the car. We were in the car. I was in the front seat. And I looked back at her. I was like, that's cool to know. I'm hungry.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh my God. She's like, I thought you were hitting on me. I was like, how did you get from me hitting on saying like, hey, you guys want to eat? Yeah. I wasn't just asking you. Mm-hmm. My actual friend is next to me and I'm talking to him.
Mm-hmm.
So what in the fuck made you go from zero to, oh, I'm being a creep. I wasn't even looking at you.
How short were your shorts?
Huh? Oh, they were really short. My dick was out.
See?
Okay.
See?
I'm wrong.
And I'm telling you.
Wrong.
It's that you do this thing with your eyes where you're like, maybe it's because you're thinking of food and you get very horny when you think of food.
Oh, see, this is how I did it. And I was like, are you guys hungry?
That makes sense.
He mentioned this to me before and he was like, dude, that shit was eating her up all day.
Good.
Because I was like, what the fuck did I do, man? Yeah. All I said was, are you guys hungry? And then you went from, are you guys hungry to, I have a boyfriend.
Yeah, no, I would have probably really had to like, hey, had a conversation with her. Like, yo, what the fuck? Why do you think that?
And by the way, we just went on a fucking 2-hour hike.
Right.
I think it's pretty appropriate to ask, is anybody hungry?
Yeah.
Like, how the fuck did you go from that to I'm hitting on you? That shit confused the fuck, but he told me that whole day she was so fucking embarrassed. And afterwards she went from embarrassment, she went to, how come he kept making fun of me? I was like, because you were hella disrespectful towards me.
Well, how low cut was your V-neck?
Oh, doc, let me tell you something. It went all the way to my dick root.
Just right above your pubes.
Yeah. And I turned around. I went, are you fucking hungry? You hungry?
Fucking your mom. All right, we're gonna look at David's pubes and take a break. We'll be right back. Hey, y'all. It's Tim.
And David.
And if you want to listen to Dudes Behind the Foods without ads, now you can.
Just go to dudesbehindthefoods.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1-week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too.
That's dudesbehindthefoods.supercast.com. Thanks.
You've been watching The Last of Us?
Let me tell you something.
Spoiler alerts, guys. Spoiler alerts. We're about to go into it. I'll make sure Robin adds a skip to this time. What is it?
Stamp
to skip The Last of Us spoiler alerts.
What the fuck happened there? What the fuck was that?
I forgot what they were called. I was like, time zone, time frame.
Hey, don't ever defend me in court, dude. God damn it.
Obtrusion.
Obtrusion. Did your friend David wear the low-cut V-neck to his dick root? Oh, yeah. You fuck. No.
Have you been watching The Last of Us?
I did a whole review on this. I could talk about The Last of Us for days. I think the cool thing about me and you is that we never watched or played the game.
I know.
So everything's shocking to us.
Everything.
So we get to see it with just a raw view and opinion of it.
Mm-hmm.
The emotional roller coaster this fucking show keeps taking me on is ruining me.
Yeah, bro.
Because they do this thing really well on the show where they give you a sense of humanity where they say, hey, everything is okay.
You get a little hope.
They give you a hope.
Wait, Robin Couch, have you been watching? Do you care? Do you want us to not
she
talk
heard
about
the whole
it?
Review.
I already heard everything David had to say on Genius Brain, but also I don't care. I'll probably forget most of what you say about it.
Yeah. Even like from the jump, I remember thinking this daughter character, his original daughter, is amazing. So likable. I'm like, because I think Chia said something. She was like, oh, they're dead. And I'm like, babe, no. Like,
no way.
This daughter's great. Why would they?
Too early.
Yeah. I was like, no. Not no. And then, and not to talk too much about it since, you know, you already had a whole ass Genius Brain about it. But, you know, I sent it to you originally because I was like, hey, bro, watch The Last of Us. Episode 3 is going to make you cry. And you watched it and you're like, I didn't cry, but it was great. And then, oh. Episode 5. And I remember reading online afterwards where people were like, this was, if you played the game, this is the episode that fans were dreading. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Yeah, because it's super accurate. Like this, their adaptation is so accurate to the game. And my boy PD Flo, who is an avid player of the game, he was like, yeah, man, even episode one when they, you know, he's like, I knew the daughter was going to die, but he's like, it's so well done. He's like, it still hit me, you know?
Dog, it's one of the, like I said, very good job in making you feel, and this is what good writing does, right? They kind of, I don't want to say they trick you, but they give you a sense of, specifically for this show, a sense of comfort so they could, they always remind you, like, listen, this is an apocalypse.
They take you on a journey.
Yeah, this is an apocalypse. Yeah, you see, oh, that episode, when the two kids were playing.
Yeah.
That's the part of humanity. Like, oh, they get to have a moment where they could be kids again.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're reminded, hey, guess what? You're still in a fucking zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
And I forgot. And they took it away from me.
Well, here's what was fucked up, right? Is I'm like, because I, and that actor, that little boy was so good without talking, right? And just making you love him. Both of those brothers had very like sad eyes. Mm. So it kind of really draws you. And you're like, you want to like, you want them to be okay, right? And then fucking at the end, when they finally got to the little safe house,
oh.
I remember thinking like, you know, being pleasantly surprised that Joel like invited them to go to Wyoming. I'm like, oh, I wasn't expecting that. And then just fucking around, joking with Chia, I was like, watch, one of them got bitten. And then she was like, oh, my God. I was like, oh, my God, you're right. I'm right.
Dog, when that little boy was staring outside of that window, right, I actually thought that they were going to do the cinematic trick where you assume that he's bitten and he's fucked up, but he's okay.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, they're going to do the thing. But no, it wasn't.
No, I knew it.
It wasn't. I was like, no.
I was like, he's going to turn around. It's going to be scary and it's going to be sad. And then, oh, the fucking... and then like, you know, when everything happened, the attack and the shot.
And that was the thing. We don't play the game.
We don't know anything.
So when that sinkhole happened, my face was like this.
Yeah, dog. Yeah, bro. Yeah. Yes. I sat up on my I was laid up with Chia. So when the fucking truck went into the thing, I'm like, oh yeah, here they come, right? I thought they were gonna creepily crawl out. When it was like, I said, I was like, oh shit.
These aren't regulars.
No.
They're different, dude.
Oh man.
Yeah, when they definitely do that really well too, where I think what I really appreciate about the show and also the game, because this is highly accurate to the game, same writers and same creators and everything, they do a good job of not inundating you with too much shit, where it's just constant jump scares, constant zombie attacks. So it allows you to kind of build up anticipation and put you in a state where these hits mean more to you.
Yes, exactly. Do you watch the after show shit?
No.
Because they speak, oh, no, actually, this not even on the after show. I watch a lot of YouTubers, specifically I watch this new Rockstars channel where he breaks down just different things in the episode and analyzes them a little bit. And he kind of pointed out how if you watch the episodes, you will rarely actually see Joel do violent shit. Yeah. Every time he kills somebody, it's off camera. Mm-hmm. So that when he does kill somebody, like you said, it hits a little harder. Like when he first killed that guard that pointed the gun at him and Ellie and he like punched the dude to death. Because every other time you stumble upon some violence, it's after the fact. Like somebody already had a shootout. People are already dead, right? So you don't see that graphic violence until you need to. And it's like, and it just hits harder, you know?
And like Joel's character is so tragic because he's so scarred from the loss of his daughter,
right?
You could see him just fighting every little scrap that makes him feel something.
Mm-hmm.
And even for Ellie, he's trying not to feel something for her, right?
Trying not even to laugh at her jokes.
Nothing. Mm-hmm. And then when you see the laugh come out, bro, that made me feel good, dude.
Know.
I was like, oh, dude, it's okay. It's okay for you to feel again.
And also, those dad jokes, popping. How have I never heard those dad jokes? Like, I feel like I'm a fucking dad joke aficionado at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But when she hit it with the scarecrow one, you ever heard that one before?
No, I never heard that one. That was actually really good.
So good. And the diarrhea one, of course. Let me tell you, at the end, oh, what is this?
Deluxe spicy chicken sandwich, vegan style.
All right. Did you get your fingernail junk juice in there?
Let me tell you something. Of course I did. I worked at a pho restaurant.
I don't even know what that means.
Pho people back in the day,
oh.
They used to stick their thumb in the soup. They don't do that much anymore, but I used to see it a lot.
All right. Sauce smells great.
That's pretty fucking good.
That's really great.
What is that?
The sauce is really good.
That sauce is crazy. Okay, you got something here. I actually might like this better than the burger.
Yeah, I think I agree. That's really good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, fresh. I mean, the chicken was probably, the fake chicken was probably like crispier too. That's really good. Let me get some of this pickle.
Oh, that sauce is crazy.
Delicious. Hey, Kev, good shit, man.
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah.
So at the end of episode 5, when it was such a combination of, you know, like attack, little brother dying, big brother, I fucking, so yeah, I get teary sometimes when I watch things. You know, I'm a teary viewer of things. Like, I definitely got, I teared during episode 3. And then, but this episode fucking, I haven't like tears down my face cried watching something since like, I don't know, since Will Smith's dad came and left on The Fresh Prince. You know what I'm saying? Like on the fucking, I had 14 great birthdays without him. That episode, right? I haven't streamed tears down my face since that. And that shit, I was like, oh, God.
Why? Because you're a daddy now, dude.
Maybe, man.
I think that's what it is. When you have a kid, all my funniest shit ever. I remember my cousin when he had his first kid. This guy is an asshole, right? I love him to death, though. We were driving around L.A.
Yeah.
And he was visiting me. And there's a homeless dude. And I look over at him. And he's almost crying. And I'm like, hold on a second. I was like, bro, the fuck are you crying about? He goes, I just look at that homeless man. I'm like, he used to be somebody's baby.
Oh, my God.
I was like, what'd you say? He goes, ever since I had my kid, I just can't stop looking at people like, he used to be somebody's baby. So he saw all these homeless people in LA and made him start crying.
That is so funny.
Dog, it changes you.
It does. It does. It really does. I always, you know, I've always liked kids. But I've never been like, had the desire to fucking pick up a baby, you know, until now that I've had Veda. Now, you know, I used to fucking be at Disneyland walking through all the fucking wave of strollers and be like, oh, God, these goddamn kids in the way, right? Now, man.
Even though it's a place for kids.
Yeah, even though I'm like, hello, I'm trying to get turnt. Trying to get turnt and ride the Indiana Jones ride.
What the fuck are you kids doing here?
But now, man, now I see a stroller, I'm like, I gotta see that baby. Where that baby at? I had in my neighborhood one time.
Hey, little baby.
Because me and Chia would go for walks, right, when she was pregnant. And then, and so it's funny because my neighborhood's pretty quiet, right? So there were so many neighbors I'm learning now over the years that would watch us go on our walks, see Chia's belly continue to get bigger, and then and eventually see us walking with a stroller, walking with carrying Veda, right? Crazy. So sometimes, literally, a neighbor I'd never met before, ever, would be outside, like, trimming their bushes or whatever and be like, she's so big now. Because they had just seen us pass by so many times. And one time specifically, we were walking. One of the neighbors that I'd never met stopped their truck, dog, in the middle of the street because we were walking. Got out, was like, I gotta see your baby.
I've been watching that bun bake in the oven for fucking 9 months. I gotta see the baby.
You know, my pandemic, all I did was wait for you two to walk by and watch that baby grow.
You were on her television?
Yeah.
There's a video that kind of semi went viral of this person who has a dog in front of their front yard that they hang out in the morning. And there was a couple that would walk by, not pregnant at all, first they got together. And they would always just record the dog just greeting these people because the dog really liked this couple that would walk by. Well, same in your situation. Baby bump, pregnant, bigger and bigger. And they did a time lapse of it over time. And then the baby was coming around the stroller. And then the guy introduced the baby to the dog. And it's so funny because I don't even think that those people knew that that person was watching them. But that dog fell in love with those people that would always walk by. And so now that dog recognizes the baby and everything.
And mauled the baby to death.
And then killed the baby. And it was crazy. It was all over the Daily Sun.
Like, well, you had us in the first half. Yeah.
Are you doing The Last of Us?
There's this clip. I don't know if you've seen this, where this couple, they just had a baby, and they introduced the baby to their cat at home. Okay,
the baby,
huh? No. So they're like, "Come on, come meet the new baby," right? So the baby's in the little seat. The cat comes over, sniffs the baby, And then they like, and then the cat leaves, doesn't do shit, goes into the next room, and they're following the cat with the phone. The cat goes into the next room, throws up. And the owner's like, are you, no, are you serious? Come on. The cat just fucking just pukes on the floor after sniffing the baby.
That'll be how you really feel, dude. Oh, I guess you're the new cat now, huh?
Oh, man. Speaking of which, Chia's due in like a month and a half.
March 30th, dude.
Yeah, dog.
She's going to come. That's my birthday.
Wait, your birthday's the 30th?
The 30th.
No, she's due March. He or she is due March 29th.
Dude, that's so close.
I know.
I'm going to tell her to hold out to the 30th.
Well, here's the thing, dog. Remember, originally, Veda was supposed to be a Pisces, and we busted nuts to have a Pisces. Veda came a week early. So there's a good chance this one could come a week early, too, and be the Pisces that I wanted.
I hope. Does it ever happen where the baby is born on the exact day that they say the baby is due? I doubt it.
I'm not to my knowledge, probably, you know, because it's like, I don't know. Who knows?
Hold out, Gia, so we could share the same birthday.
She just,
the baby comes and you push it back in. Not yet. Not yet.
I want a David so.
I hope it's a little Aries that gives you trouble.
Oh, God. How scary. All right. Well, I'm going to text my wife and we'll be right back. Yeah, man. And Veda turns 2 years old tomorrow. Well, if you're watching this, the 16th.
Wow. I can't believe she's already two.
I know.
Oh, speaking of babies, man, fire-ass baby song, dude.
Oh, thanks, man. Thank you, bro.
You're trying to make sure that she knows she's extra loved.
Yes. Way more than the new baby.
Yeah. You know, yeah. The new one.
The new one's like, ugh.
Yeah, put a cat next to it, see what happens.
Or a dog is going to maul it. Just kidding, new baby. I love you.
Hoping for a boy or girl?
I don't know, man. You know?
Happy for both, but hoping for what?
So I've always said, when people always joke around that I'm going to have like a squad of girls. And at first the joke was like, oh, that's your karma, the player's curse, blah, blah, blah.
I'm going to have a bunch of boys then.
No game over here.
Yeah, no game.
No riz.
All my kids are just fucking boys. Like, dude, this guy didn't get any pussy.
At least you can teach them how to fight.
I guess. It's useless, by the way. Just call the cops.
Just shoot someone. Mm-hmm. But now that I'm so used to dad girl life, I really have kind of grown to love the idea of a squad of girls. I think it'd be so fun.
Oh, you're trying to be the Kobe. You're going to be the girl then.
I think it'd be great. I think it'd be fun, you know, and then I don't have to force any type of masculinity. If I have a boy, like, I gotta teach this motherfucker how to shave, how to throw a football. I don't know how to do that shit.
Hey, that's where Uncle David comes in, right? What you do is that you run for the ball, you let your knee go out, you roll your ankle, and then you miss the ball and you land on concrete.
I mean, hey. That's probably going to happen with Father Tim as well.
You know, I always wonder too, like, I was talking, you know, my parents about this too, where I was telling them, hey, you know, I want them to be healthier so they could live longer. And then obviously, you know, when I have a kid too, they need to be able to, you know, move around with the kid. Well, I think I got to do that shit for myself too. Because if I can't move around with the kid, I'm just going to be that dad that just sits around and just watches them do stuff.
I know.
Oh, I don't want to be that dad.
Me neither, dog. And let me tell you, my health is already deteriorating. It's pretty bad.
Oh, trust me, I ate Korean barbecue and I threw up all over the place.
like I said, my arms are tweaked, my heart's hurting.
I will say this though, after what? The first month was kind of hard to get back into it. Mm. Last week or two, I've been back into it, down about 2 or 3 pounds. Clothes are fitting again, feeling really good. This year, I feel it in my bones because I'm doing it right now, even when it's cold as shit.
Oh, yeah.
So that means that when it's hot, it's going to get even better. This is my day where I get to splurge. After this, I'm running 3 miles today.
Well, you look great.
Thank you. And guess what? My skin has been fucking popping.
Mine has been trash.
Dude, healthier food and your skin clears the fuck up.
No, that's facts because when I lost that weight for that brand deal, my skin looked beautiful. Like, I fucking... everything, all my cystic acne cleared up. Like, my shit was just looking tighter and
crazy,
more moist.
Huh?
Right
How
now,
nuts is that?
I got some random, like, neck rash. I don't even know like what it's from. Like if you see it's kind of red and inflamed. Yesterday was kind of bad. It was like red and it feels irritated. I don't know if it's from something I ate. I did have a few bites of Chia's McFlurry the other day. Maybe I've been avoiding dairy so much that a little bit of dairy kind of fucked me up. I don't know, dog, but something is funny in me right now.
McFlurries are worth it, though.
And they're so good.
They're so fucking good.
But why isn't the spoon a straw? It's shaped like it should be a straw, but then when you put your mouth on it, it's capped over like a fucking uncircumcised dick.
Well, didn't they say it was... I don't want the McFlurry anymore. Didn't they say it was for like an attachment piece for the...
Oh, for the mixer. So it spins it.
Yeah.
That's
Which,
right.
by the way, a couple of times that I went to McDonald's, they didn't fucking mix my shit.
And yeah. Oh, same, dude.
Yeah,
the
Oreos
were all on top the last time.
So what the fuck is the whole point of the spoon then, guy?
Yeah, guy. Ronald's
happened two times in a row, and then on the third time I went to get one, I was like, "Hey, can you guys make sure you mix it?" They're like, "Oh, we always mix it." I was like, "No."
Yeah.
Last two times I was here, you guys just had it on top, opened up, crumbs fucking everywhere, dude. Disaster. And I have Oreos all over my fucking car.
And this time after that, there was a mix of Oreos and cum in your McFlurry.
Yeah, I hope you like it. It's my special surprise. Always treat your customer service people very nicely.
Yeah.
I always do.
Because you never know. Mm.
Good question for you. On Twitter, I wanted to ask you this, right?
Yeah.
Because I feel like we're people that, you know, do delivery stuff. We Postmates a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there was a person that was on video. It was like on a DoorDash thing. And she was doing DoorDash. She delivered this thing. And by the way, like the distance that she drove to deliver it was about like 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
In the video, people verify because they're from the area. Because she was basically arguing with this guy. It's like, all you did was give me X amount of tip. I drove 45 minutes. He goes, no, like you're from here to here. It doesn't take that long.
Mm.
And then people from that area were writing. He's like, yeah, there's no traffic in this area at that time. And it only takes 15 minutes. So her saying it took 45 minutes to an hour is bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
But he tipped her for like, I think it was like a 20 something dollar order.
Mm-hmm.
He tipped her $8.
Really?
Which is good.
I would've went $5 on that.
And she went, all you're giving me is $8.
Ridiculous.
Dude. $8 is a lot.
That's even a good tip if you go into a restaurant and get a full ass hour of service.
Exactly. So she was flipping out and she took his shit and just left.
That's ridiculous.
And in my mind, I was looking at the comments. I was like, people better not say that an $8 tip is nothing.
Because yeah.
An $8 tip for a 20 something dollar order is a lot.
That's almost half.
Yeah, that's a shit ton, dude.
Yeah.
So like I was a little bit confused with that. And some people were just going like, yeah, man, if I have to go out of my way, blah, 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 to do that, like you better give me more.
It's, it's your job.
I know. It's like,
what are you talking about, out of your way?
And by the way, don't forget, this man was also in the food service industry.
Yeah.
I have food service industry background.
I'm a heavy tipper.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Percentage-wise, I go less on the food delivery apps because I feel like, you know, a good 20% is what I would do when I'm doing when I'm eating at a restaurant and I get the full server experience.
They're checking in on you.
They're checking in, they're, you know, refilling drinks, they're just making the whole experience just more of a pleasure, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when I compare that to my food delivery experience, since there is no like customer service, quote unquote, I do look at, okay, how far was it? How big was my order? Shit like mm-hmm. that. I realize, yes, they have to go upstairs to my house. Shit like that, right? So I'll go not as much as like 20%, but I will do a good like, I don't know, like 15, 12, depending on the order, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or if there's more drinks and I feel like they got to balance shit, you know? Little stuff. But $8 on a 20, not enough. Bugging.
Tripping, right?
Crazy.
Because even when I do like delivery stuff, like I'll do like Instacart, right, with groceries. And let's say that thing comes out to $300. And then they're like, it's customary to tip 20% on a $300 thing. Are you fucking? And by the way, it's not a lot of stuff. It's just, it's like
expensive groceries.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck? Like,
it's one carton of eggs.
I know. Like, you're fucking tripping right now.
Yeah.
There's no fucking way.
Yeah.
There's absolutely, then I might as well just go there and get it myself.
Right.
Like, you know, if it's going to cost me over, because I already have to pay for delivery and then the monthly fee. So it's already going to be, what, an extra, like, $40-$50?
Yeah.
Like, that's not worth it.
Yeah, no. The only time for groceries and shit like that, I will not do I don't go by percentages, you feel me? Unless they're heavy. Well, I'll take that into consideration. When I'm at a restaurant, and I'm like, and even though it is kind of annoying, that's like, ugh, they provided not as much physical work, but I did order an expensive steak. I ordered a lot of drinks, so the bill is higher. I will still do the customary at least 20%, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I've been there. I understand this is just a part of this shit. It's kind of expected. This is how it works, right? They feel like, okay, I'm upselling you on this. This is part of what I'm doing. Percentage goes to blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay. But the Uber Eats man got to chill. All right?
I've definitely, like, with the whole tipping situation, too, because I get it. You know, you got to make a living and stuff, and I support that 100%. But I'll tell you this. If you ever do deliver Instacart to me, your tip is highly dependent on the quality of stuff you bring me. Mm. So, for example, there was a guy where I ordered fruits, right? You could tell this motherfucker didn't even look. Mm. Bruised up shit, all fucked up, zero tip.
Bro, it's rare when they look.
Yeah, I'm like, so this one lady, she was messaging me, right? She goes, okay, I got you some really good fruits. Like, do you want it ripe or when are you going to eat it? Mm. Got it? Guess what? $30 tip.
How nice.
She got every fruit she picked was fucking amazing.
Consider it.
$30 tip. And by the way, the bill was like 90 bucks.
Yeah.
You know why? Because she put effort into that shit. She made sure that every fruit was fucking perfect and it was delicious. I wish I could get her to get my stuff every time.
Bro, one time when I was a server, right? It was the end of a shift. It was only me and a few servers left. And these two dudes came in and like everyone was like, they didn't feel like taking this last table, right? And it was a white dude and a black dude. And they came in, they were like kind of older and everyone was just kind of looking like, I don't feel like taking this table. Normally you want to take like, a bigger party because they got that automatic gratuity. You know what I'm saying? For these two dudes, it's kind of hit or miss. Like, are they gonna tip? Are they not gonna tip? Right? So it's kind of like people weren't sure who wanted to take it. I saw this dude's J's and I'm like, these are rare Jordans. Like, these aren't the typical Jordans that you would just have at Foot Locker, right? So I'm like, I'm gonna take this table, right? Mm-hmm. My fucking last table. I'm being nice. I'm bringing them everything, blah, blah, blah. Bill was like $72 and something cents. They handed me a stack of 20s. I'm thinking it was 80 bucks because he was like, keep the change, right? It was 100 bucks. They tipped me $30.
Damn.
Yes. And I was like, yes, my shoe intuition helped me because everyone else was like, nah, these guys aren't going to tip.
I mean, for me, maybe it's because like for like customer service stuff, because I've been to like other countries or just maybe like how I was raised. Like, I don't even care about the tip per se. Mm-hmm. Right. It's just I just care about doing a good job. And every time I did that, it always turned out well. Like if I did excellent work, it always turned into my favor. There's always going to be a couple of people who are quote unquote cheap. But some people, though, they just don't have the funds.
Yeah.
And I get it.
Yeah.
Just because you don't have the funds and you can't tip, they go, well, don't go out to eat. Now, fuck that. Go out to eat. Mm-hmm. If you barely have enough money just so you can enjoy a meal outside, but you don't have enough money to tip, don't make people make you feel bad because you can't tip people for what they expect.
Just write a little note that says, hey, I'm kind of broke, so yeah. I can't tip you a whole lot.
That could work. I don't even give a fuck about that. I didn't care, yeah. Right? If you can't tip, that's all good. You should be able to enjoy your meal however the fuck you want. Just be respectful.
Well, as a server, I was like, this motherfucker couldn't even tip. This homeless man came in, ordered a whole pizza. This motherfucker didn't tip me but 25 cents.
Then you had a cat smell him and he went. I've definitely, have you ever been dissed by a homeless person because you didn't give them enough money?
Dude.
That's happened to me so many times in LA.
One time, bro. I was in Little Tokyo, and this homeless dude was outside of a Subway. He was asking me for some change, and I was like, here, man, look, you want something? I'll get you a sandwich or whatever, right? And he came in. He ordered so much. I was like, but I didn't want to be like, hey, relax. But it was a hefty order, and I wasn't expecting all that, but hey, whatever, man.
Let me get the Philly cheesesteak, extra chips, large everything, four cookies. Like, there was this one time, I mentioned this years ago, or maybe I haven't. When I was out in K-Town.
Yeah.
And you know, like when you're struggling, like giving people money is hard because you're struggling. Like I just moved to LA. I was broke. Mm. But there was this kid, young kid, right? Good looking kid and everything else. And he was just asking people for money. Now me, I'm broke. So I remember, it's funny to me now because I was there and he goes like, hey man, let me get a sandwich, right? And I was like, hey bro, I'm broke, man. Like, yeah. I barely got enough money for my own food. Mm-hmm. He was like, yeah, but you can't buy me a sandwich. And I was like, hey, let me ask you something, right? I was like, you and I, we're about the same age. why the fuck should I spend my hard-earned money when I could barely feed myself to give it to you? How the fuck is that fair? I was like, you look like you're smart. I was like, you're way better looking than me.
Yeah.
So why are you out here? Because you don't, like, what's the reason? He goes, I just don't want to work.
Ew, are you serious? Dog.
And I sat there and I started laughing. He goes, no, I don't even want the sandwich anymore. I was like, no, I'll buy you the fucking sandwich now.
Just get this lecture first.
Get this fucking lecture. I was like, you'll get this fucking sandwich. I was like, I'll buy you this. I started lecturing this fucking fool.
Yeah.
This fool starts tearing up. He starts feeling bad. And I bought him a whole sandwich meal and everything else. And he never came back to that spot again.
Hilarious.
I think he was scared to get another lecture.
Yeah. He was like, this fucking, can I just, I'm just trying to do my panhandling in peace.
The guy over here fucking hitting my heartstrings and shit.
Bro, I was in Toronto one time and this homeless dude came up to me asking me for some money. I was like, hey man, I don't have any change. Honestly, I'm sorry. And he goes, there's an ATM down the block.
Oh,
I'll go with you. And I was like, what?
No.
I was like, I don't know what kind of nice ass Canadians you deal with out here, dog. Yeah. Well, in my head, I didn't say this, but yeah. I'm like, you can't be serious, bro. This was at night too. Like, I'm going to walk down the street with you, bro.
It's like, you're not following me. Dude, I wonder this sometimes, too. And I was talking to Mario about it because I was getting super heated.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I really like doing, and I don't know why I enjoy this so much, but I love buying shit off Facebook, Marketplace, and OfferUp.
Okay.
I know, like, some people are like, well, you have money. Why don't you just get it? It doesn't fucking matter. I like deals, mm-hmm. right? I like trading and bartering and shit, too. And I just don't like clutter either, so I don't like buying extra stuff that I don't need. So if I'm done with something, I like trading it for something else so I don't have too much shit lying around. It's just my little weird OCD thing I have. But dealing with people on Facebook Marketplace and OfferUp is the most fucking annoying thing ever, dude.
Why is that? I've never done that.
Bro, because it's like some shit like this. So there's this girl. We didn't get into much of an argument, but I'm looking to buy her laptop, right? And because I need a new laptop, but I don't need anything crazy. So I was like, oh, I'll just get the previous M1 and it's perfect for what I need.
Okay.
So she puts a price up and I give her a counter offer, right? I go, hey, would you be willing to let this go? Since you want Venmo, I'll do it straight cash, but I'll do it for $200 less, which is actually really fair. And everybody says yes to me because I don't try to haggle low. Mm. I just want a little bit mm-hmm. just because it gets my rocks off. I love that shit, right? So I was like, cool. And then she goes, no, that's insulting. And I wrote back, I was like, okay. And I was like, okay, that's fine. Are you going to give me a counteroffer? Or like, are right. you going to just, is this where the conversation ends? Mm-hmm. And she goes, well, why would you offer something that when I put it up for this price? I was like, hey, not to be like rude to you or anything. Do you know what OBO stands for? It means or best offer. So when you write OBO, that means you're asking me to give you an offer.
That's hilarious.
And she was mad at me. And then look, 4 weeks passed. She still hasn't sold it, right? And then she hits me up. She goes, I'll take the offer.
Oh my God.
I was like, listen, I didn't write this, but I was like, I'm never going to buy anything from you. I was like, listen, I'm okay. Our last interaction wasn't great. Good luck selling the laptop. It's been 2 months now. It's still up there. Wow. Because she's a bitch. It's like,
you right?
Yeah. OBO means or best offer.
Maybe she thought it meant oral best on my vagina for this laptop.
And then I send her a picture of my tongue like this. And she goes, why didn't you do that in the first
you
place?
You idiot. You could have had yourself a new laptop, dude.
I love haggling. It's in my spirit and soul. I love deals. I love coupons.
Bro, so I think some of these brands forget that we be trying to haggle. yeah. a brand hit me up the other day talking about a reel, right? And let's just say, for example, they were like, we'll do this. I'm not gonna get into my exact numbers on here, but they was like, hey, we'll do this for, I don't know, 5K, right? Would you be down to post this for 5K? And I was like, man, honestly, you know what? Like, I normally charge this and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So they were like, okay, that's fine, Tim. We want to respect your numbers, blah, blah, blah. We'll come at you if something changes. And I was like, whoa, whoa.
Some people do.
Wait. I said this so that you could say, how about this? And then we were going to settle on this. I got a mortgage to pay. Well, let's do it.
Some people are so fucking funny, dude. Like, I don't think they understand what they're doing. It's like, this is a conversation. It doesn't just end.
Yeah.
You have to pursue. But that is the difference between like go-getters and people who just kind of like go through their jobs. Because, I mean, it happens like a lot with like bad producers too. Like I've worked with people who are producers and they're just really bad at their job. And there was one girl who was working for me. And every time she came back with like, I can't do it. And I was like, listen, it's like, if you want to be a good producer, because I've been in the producer role, mm-hmm. right? You never come back with the word, I don't have it. Mm. You give me options. Mm-hmm. You have to come back and say, hey, so this thing was booked up in this location. I found these types of dates that we can do it at, but these are the options. Which one do you prefer?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you want to be a successful producer, you never go and say, I can't do it.
Yeah.
You will never get a job in this industry. And then she wrote, because she was in film school, she wrote a whole thesis on that whole the whole idea. Then she came back and she thanked me later on.
Oh, because she got an A?
She got an A.
How nice.
So David still teaches lessons. I teach homeless people lessons.
And you teach little scared little interns lessons.
Yeah. Hey, don't ever say no. It was so funny. I goes, hey, I need this location. She goes, guys, she goes, can't do it. I'm like,
what? I don't understand.
I'm like, what? Did you, what are my options, dude? Like, what the fuck do you want me to do here?
Yeah, no, she sucks.
Yeah,
because like, there's always a way out here.
Mm-hmm.
There's like so many options for everything. You can get shit done out here.
And I always wonder too, like, before you go into a field or a position, like, maybe you should think about what the job entails.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? A little rough.
Like, there's that episode of Seinfeld where George is unemployed and he's talking to Jerry and he's like, he's trying to figure out what he's going to do with his life now. He's like, I could be a sports broadcaster. I could do that. I like sports. And Jerry's like, well, yeah, but they usually give that to people with experience in broadcasting. He's like, ah, yeah, true.
That's exactly what that is. George Costanzas. Oh, well, guys. That wraps up this episode of Dudes Behinde Tihe Fa'ads.
Fa'ads. Make sure you stream Love Twice, which is my love song to my daughter. It's available for streaming now. So go check that out. Stream it. Watch the video if you haven't yet. Go check out Borecas in Burbank.
Borecas.
And I do believe it's in Burbank. It's somewhere out there. If you're in LA, it's delicious. Israeli little savory pastries are fucking bomb.
I'm so full.
Shout out to Kevin Hart. Shout out to my guy, David So. Hey, man, thanks. Thanks for doing this with me, this podcast.
You have a really good grip. Your hands are so warm.
It's really good. I know, your hands are so cold. You run cold?
A little bit.
Oh, I run warm.
Oh, Borecas.
Okay, my little Borecas. Borecas. See you later, guys. Bye.
Bye. Yo, it's the dudes behind the food.